Dangerously Ours by Krista Ritchie and Becca Ritchie. Narrated by Carly Robbins, Aaron Shedlock, Megan Wicks, Grayson Owens, and Stephen Dexter. We loved with a love that was more than love. Edgar Allan Poe.
Chapter 1. Haley. You're saying it's already noon? I ask while I slip out of black rumpled bedsheets. I pat my arms and limbs to ensure I'm real. This is real. I'm not lost in my head. I'm not asleep. I don't think. I slip my fingers down my fair skin, brushing over my hip bones and a camo green lacy thong, then up to a strappy neon blue sports bra. My underwear choices are on brand for my life right now. Mismatched, mixed up, disordered. I bolt for the digital clock at my bedside and crouch down to inspect the numbers. It says 12:03 p.m., and logically, I should believe my own eyes. But historically speaking, I'm having a little bit of a hard time with the concept. 2 weeks ago, I experienced a hallucination so vivid, I ran barefoot through the grounds of the Koning estate and found myself locked in an old storm shelter where I believed I was being violently murdered. Turns out, I locked myself in there, alone. Big, big whoops. Reality washed away the delusion, eventually, and I found the answers about our births that I'd been searching sleeplessly for. But the after effects of being bamboozled, deceived, conned by the people we trusted most, the godmothers and godfather, the ones who raised me, my two brothers and the Graves triplets, have seeped deeper into me than maybe they have for my best friend Phoebe. I question everything at every turn. I don't want to. I want to believe the wall is a real fucking wall and my feet are truly planted on the floorboards, that I'm really in this cute little loft above Baubles and Bookends, a bookstore in Victoria, Connecticut. My reality, one I created. I asked Phoebes to live honestly with me on the coast of New England last summer. I asked Phoebes to join my mystic pizza dream, where we were supposed to have normal romances and normal jobs. We are still country club servers, at least. I advertised this version of us living our best Julia Roberts lives. Perfect lush hair days, romantic small town entanglements worthy of the big screen. No deception, no cons. But it's been hard for me to stop what I was raised to do, and the only reason I wanted to retire this trade was for Phoebe. I would have done anything to get Phoebes to quit the family business. Her role is damaging. I saw it damaging her, maybe before she even did, and I couldn't watch anymore. We're grifters. We move. We run once our pockets are loaded and it's time to choose a new rich mark. But I want to stay in this reality I've created for my best friend. I want it to be mine, too. So the ground has to be stable. This has to be real. But it can't be noon, I stammer. It was just 9 in the morning. I back up from the digital clock like it's a mini explosive. Hailstorm. I freeze at the deep, comforting voice behind me. Familiar, masculine. He's a strong, soothing rush of cold water against my mind. I wake up to the sound of Oliver Graves. His fingertips touch the top of my head, and I rotate with the movement of his fingers, like he's twisting a tiny porcelain version of me in a music box. I peer up at his twinkling, caramel-flecked brown eyes, ones I've stared into for so long that I can't reliably count the exact years. Facts. I'm 24, and I've known Oliver since I was born. But memory recollection is said to begin around 3.5 to 4 years old and is typically tied to an emotional or unusual